Okay, hi everyone. Today we are going to talk about Azure and open source with a guest coming from Japan. So let's have fun there. So let me briefly introduce myself and then let them introduce by themselves after that. So I'm Michimune Kono. I go by Michi, by the way. I'm a software engineer in the Azure App Lab team, Microsoft. Here's my Twitter account. Usually I tweet there. Okay, so who's next?
Jose. Yeah, thanks, Michi. So my name is Jose Miguel Parrella. I work in the Azure team and I lead all things open source for our marketing organization. Real happy to be here.
Yeah.
And really happy to be with our guest.
Sure. Okay, so then, hi, our guest, can you please introduce yourself?
I'm Sadie Amaji, and I'm 14 years old, and I'm doing a junior high school student, and I'm doing engineer.
Cool, yeah, he's still kind of 14 years. Yeah, that's kind of, you know, bright future and shining there.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let me share his achievement so far. Wow, look at this, like you know, lots of achievement there. So he won first prize in the International Ruby Programming Contest for students in 2012, and then
That was 3 years ago. You were 11.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. What's
just confirming?
Yeah. Oh, were you a kind of elementary school there?
Yeah.
Yeah. What were you doing?
Yeah.
When you were
I don't know. Yeah. Is it this? I'm just suddenly reassessing my entire life.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And then he gave a talk at the TED Kids in Japan in 2013. So it's still kind of. When you were 12 years old then?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, awesome. And then he won the first prize in the Next Entrepreneur Summit in, it's gonna 2014. So can you tell me about this summit then, real quick?
I was doing e-learning service there.
Okay.
And I was doing engineer.
Okay.
And we got the prize.
Oh, you got the prize. Awesome. Okay. So you are kind of very interested in kind of entrepreneurship, or you are going to open some kind of company in future, or you are doing help some companies.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Maybe all of the above.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. Okay. So there's named greatest EdTech innovator at EdTech Camp Award. Okay. So you are named greatest innovator.
Yeah. Cool.
Awesome. And you're the partner of Programming Education Gathering and supported by Sugo there. That's kind of amazing. Okay, so we have such a great guest here. And with him, like, we're going to talk about some kind of LED and Azure technology recently. The open source, what we can do or what we are doing with the open source in Azure team. All right. So I heard that he's interested in how he's going to be working in the Azure team. So do you have any questions for us?
Yeah, how's the life working at the Azure team?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to start?
Sure. Yeah. So there's a lot of people in Azure working in open source technologies, and it ranges from Linux to PHP, from Ruby to Docker, from MySQL to MongoDB, and there's a little bit of everything for everyone in the Azure team. There is there's a lot of innovation happening, and there's a lot of drive to get more of this open source goodness in our platform. I'll talk more later about four ways we are working with open source communities, because we understand it's very important in seeing your achievements. You know, a lot of these things, Ruby and all the things in the education space, open source has a critical role there. It's also a team that's growing. It's a team that's currently also looking for great talent like you that can help us do great things in our cloud platform.
Cool. Okay, so let me talk about my team then. So I'm a kind of software engineer, kind of developer. In the Azure platform team. So it's kind of built in Windows, basically. So I use Visual Studio. And every day I write code and then kind of deploy to a production based on the kind of schedule that we have. So we closely work with other kind of partners like UI or some other teams, SQL, for example, to get kind of experience kind of smoothly in the end-to-end scenario. Also, we use actually lots of kind of open source with our own team. For example, the CI, we have a kind of internal kind of CI system that we can kind of quickly kind of check our build is fine. That we customize them, and then to kind of you know how well that fits with our team's kind of and their requirements. So yeah, I'm really kind of excited to be working here. Yeah, it's really exciting because you know every change that I check in will kind of you know impact the millions or kind of billions of people you know in this planet. So yeah, I really love here. Yeah, working here. Yeah,
we have hundreds of customers every day coming into the platform. One out of four VMs that we're running our platform today are Linux, and one of every four applications that run in Azure today are not .NET, so they are open source. They come from the Java, Node.js, Python, PHP, Ruby type of spaces. So it's really exciting, as you say. You know, when you make a change, you impact the work and lives of many people working in open source projects across the globe.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So one of the questions that we used to receive to have is like, do we need to kind of study or learn C sharp before joining to Microsoft or you know the kind of before interview? But the answer is no. Many people actually only know Java or PHP, for example. They need to study C sharp after joining if you need it. But the key thing is we do not have such kind of you know the strict rule or something.
Yeah. There is a community of open source users inside of Microsoft as well, right? And it's not just about supporting these open source technologies for customers. It's about integrating them into our products. We have a product called Azure Data Lake, for example, that incorporates Yarn and HDFS, which are technologies from the Hadoop ecosystem. And it's also about releasing our code and contributing to other projects. So if we want to do all these four things, enabling customers and developers to run open source, integrating into our technologies, contributing to different projects, and releasing our own technologies as open source, we definitely have to embrace that internal open source community of Linux users, of you know people running open source technologies on Mac, people using multiple programming languages and databases and platforms.
Yep. In fact, lots of kind of projects in the Azure team are already open sourced, and we use GitHub for many projects there. So you can really kind of clone and even submit a kind of pull request if you want to fix things. Mm-hmm. So it's great. Like you know, we are all kind of in to the open source.
What are the questions you have?
Yeah.
Like, what do you think about these kind of pull requests or social coding?
Mm-hmm. Well. You mean how development has changed inside of Microsoft to be a little bit more connected, et cetera? Well, it's all about agility. It's about time to market and how quickly we can bring all the great work that our engineering teams are doing to our customers. And that requires development workflows that are really, as you say, social and really agile. That's why Git plays an important part into our development processes today from a workflow, from a DevOps, from a CI standpoint. And I think it's across teams. If you look at the things we have in the open source space today, as I mentioned, it's VMs, but it's also application service, PaaS, it's also SDKs and tools. Mm-hmm. It's also things that are not even in the Azure space, right? Like drivers for SQL, if you are an open source developer and want to connect to SQL, if you're running Linux and you want to run it in local Hyper-V infrastructure and then bring it to Azure, it's something that it's not, you know, it's in a different team. Mm-hmm. So it's really across teams, and it's all about agility and being able to bring these features to the market.
Yep. Any questions?
Okay.
So then I think I'm going to go to my demo there real quick. So, let me start. So what I'm going to show you is it's kind of just scratching the surface on what you can do with the Azure. We are going to start with the simplest one. Okay, so I'm going to today kind of open a web page, create a website real quick. Okay, so I click on the Web Plus Mobile on the Azure portal. Oh, so this is, by the way, this is the kind of new Azure portal where you can do the kind of lots of things or the kind of everything that you can do with the Azure. So I click on the Web Plus Mobile. That means like I'm going to create a web page as well as or maybe and or the mobile services. So if I go to the kind of marketplace, then I can see that lots of the third party or the, even the open source community's contribution there. Look at this, so the kind of scalable WordPress, Umbraco, or the these are kind of API apps that we are not going to go detail with it, but kind of Twitter connector or, yeah. So the lots of the kind of the partners, the solution there, okay, the Joomla or the Drupal. So these are kind of one of the kind of major the open source communities. Mm-hmm. So we've been working closely together with these kind of communities and to kind of get the experience smoother on the Azure. So we sometimes give them the feedback and sometimes we fix our product. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of ask them to kind of tweak a little bit their solution. Yeah, so like this. Okay, so then today that I'm going to just choose WordPress, where is that?
You can just type it into your search.
Oh yes, you're right. WordPress.
And so yeah. We support PHP, Node.js, Python, and Java applications, obviously in addition to .NET. In this web application solution of Azure.
So if I click this, then I'm going to type a website's name. What is going to be there? Like. Test WordPress 100, for example. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to use my subscription for now. Okay, so then I can leave these as default, and then let me create. Okay, then there you go. So now the kind of Azure infrastructure is going to create a web the website and then deploy WordPress content into it. Yeah, it's kind of working. It's gonna be take around kind of 30 seconds around. So imagine like what you need to do to create a WordPress with a VM, just a VM.
Mm-hmm. Prepare the server.
Yeah.
And then mm-hmm. put the things in it.
Yeah.
And
correct.
Yeah. Download the WordPress content. Right. Then set up the PHP or whatever, right? So the Azure will do it for you. Mm-hmm. So you just all the key things that we want you developers to focus on what you need to do. So we take this kind of infrastructure things, mm-hmm. and then you do the content. Mm-hmm. That's the key thing that you can kind of impact the world. Right.
You can also change scale the application as you need it, because it's not just about provisioning it quickly. It's about maintaining the application after it's been provisioned. And so we have SDKs for many open source programming languages, including, for example, Ruby and Go. And so this SDKs enable you as an application developer to focus on the things that matter. And so you can start using cloud storage or cloud tables or cloud databases or cloud authentication. So it's really cloud native application development. And this abstracts you from the infrastructure side mm-hmm. of it.
Yeah. Okay. So the deploying WordPress, it's going to be taking a little bit while than expected. So I'll just let it go. So I'm going to do another demo for me. So next things I'm going to show you is first that I need to log. I want to log in. To my one of the VMs that I have. Oh, by the way.
Yeah, oh, WordPress, I'm able to, yeah, WordPress is down.
WordPress is down. Okay, so let's go to that thing for now. Okay, so this is the website settings that I created. So let me browse right now.
And after you access the site, you can make it, make it, put it in a different part of the globe, or you can make it run in a bigger VM, bigger infrastructure, so you can auto-scale depending on traffic, depending on anything. You can install templates. You can mm-hmm. You can actually check out this code using Git and start creating new templates or creating new modules. You can use Visual Studio Code if you wanted to use you know, free IDE to start editing the code. So many options.
This is something different than I wanted to show. Looks like it's different.
Let's switch to the SSH.
Okay, sure. Yeah. Okay, so let me go to the Linux demo. So okay, so I've logged into my VM running in Azure. So I have a project on the GitHub. Just I want to quickly show you what it is. Yeah, so this is my project, Hello Demo. And the content itself is real simple. Like it only has the index.php. And the content is just kind of Hello PHP. It's a little bit, let me watch. Yeah, right?
Right.
Okay. So I'm going to deploy this to my newly created web page. So I'll leave this anyway. Okay, so I'm going to create a new web page here with the empty one.
Web and mobile.
Yeah. Okay, web app.
You don't need to only choose from the marketplace. You can bring your own application. If it's already on GitHub, you can just use GitHub. If the code is stored somewhere else in the cloud, you can also bring it. And if not, you can integrate your development workflow with Azure. So you know the last mile of your application workflow is deploying to your production environment in Azure.
Right. So the right now, you have any question?
No, I think.
Okay. Yeah. So then, yeah, I'm right now kind of creating a web page with some kind of empty content right now. Okay, so it's there. Let me browse it. Yeah, so this is kind of default page. The web app has been successfully created. So for here that I'm going to deploy the content that I've showed you with the PHP page. So here that we have a settings type, the blade there, and I'm going to choose the continuous deployment here. Then I'm going to choose the data source that I'm deploying from. So since it is a GitHub, so I choose GitHub. And then here that it already shows me the kind of which project the I'm deploying from. So I'm going to choose this kind of Hello Demo there. Okay. So let's click on OK. All right. So then what it is going to do is it connects to the GitHub and then kind of retrieve the content that I choose, that chose from the kind of GitHub page, and then deploy to the web page that I've really created. So it's going to happen, you know, kind of within 10 seconds. OK, so now, right? You can see. Yeah. So fetching from my project on the GitHub.
So easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can bring more tools because, you know, in the DevOps space, there are many things that you want to do. You want to infrastructure to be kind of described as code. You want continuous integration. You want security and many other things. And there are many tools in the open source world that do that. So, you know, maybe your developers are using Vagrant in Packer, or maybe they're using Grunt, or maybe they're using Jenkins and Hudson. Maybe they're using... So all of those tools have Azure integration today. And regardless of how you are deploying your application, can be app service, can be a virtual machine, can be a mix of both, you can integrate those tools.
Right. So since that it's been deployed, I'm going to browse again. Hello PHP, right?
Right.
OK. So the next demo that I'm going to change that content here, let me go back to my Linux. So I'm going to edit this thing. Maybe from Redman. All right. Get that index. And then git commit, change text, for example. Right. And then git push, origin master. Let me type my password. OK. So now my change on the text got published to the GitHub. So let's see. Yeah, so let me refresh on the GitHub page. Now, yeah, the text has changed, right, on the GitHub?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let's see if it's going to be deployed automatically. So what is going to happen is the Azure itself is able to retrieve any change that on the GitHub, automatically detecting it, and then apply that change without any doing anything. Hey, so now there is only new text available. Mm. Now the new things has been deployed. So let me refresh this page. Yeah, there you go. Right. So this type of kind of continuous integration in the DevOps the experience is really key, and we are actively using our daily development. So really, this type of kind of experience is really good, and so we are going to kind of keep improving it, you know, more and more better, and the more source kind of the repositories with a better experience, more speed, more scalable. So that's how kind of we are developing. Yep. Okay, so you're gonna switch.
Yeah, we can switch, and I'll show you a demo on other parts of Azure that are also available for open source developers today. And so I'm just going to quickly show you a little bit about Docker and how that is also helping developers create newer types of applications. And so what I did here was just creating a new virtual machine in Azure, again, by using the portal. I just went to New and then Virtual Machine. And I chose one of the Linux that is optimized for containers. We have a few of them in Azure today. CoreOS, we have Ubuntu, a version of Ubuntu as well, and some others. And so, you know, I just chose CoreOS, and there's a few versions of it. It's just Linux that is small enough, but powerful enough to run container applications. So I went through the process of creating it through this portal. You can also create it from the command line if you want to programmatically create new resources as well. And after I created the operating system, it's empty. It's just empty. And then I just have a simple template. It's a JSON template that describes an application that requires two containers. So there's a web front end running Drupal. It's a PHP CMS. And then there's a data back end running MySQL, an open source database. And so both are connected. And they expose port 80, which is the HTTP port. And so as long as my VM has that port open in the firewall, I should be able to just after a few minutes of deploying, I should be able to see that application. To deploy it, I just run this command. It uses the extension model of Azure, and it runs something called the Docker extension. And so this Docker extension takes the file, sends it to the VM, installs Docker, makes sure the Docker is provisioned, up to date, etc. And then creates all the containers that are needed, including downloading them from Docker Hub and all those steps that are required in that space. So I've already logged in into that machine. It's here in this other window. So I can just look at the containers. So as you can see, the MySQL one has been created just a few seconds ago. And then the Drupal one will follow shortly. When they're both up, I should be able to just browse to the to the Drupal side, and you'll see the installation steps. But you don't need to necessarily write that JSON template. We already have a bunch of container applications that you can deploy from the portal. So if you go to container apps, you'll see, for example, Ghost is an Node.js-based blogging platform. You'll see Redis, MySQL, Nginx, RabbitMQ, and many other applications that are packaged as containers today, and you can just deploy. So there's actually one for WordPress and MySQL. And there is a technology that we are working on right now called Azure Resource Manager, which is a templating engine for you to create applications that use multiple things from multiple components of Azure. If you want to check it out today, you can just search for Azure templates. It's part of our documentation. And so you can go on and search for that. And you'll see that there's an easy interface for you to search the templates that are available today and deploy them. So for example, if I wanted to do something with Memcache, I can search for that, and I'll find this one template called Memcache Service Cluster using Ubuntu VMs. So I can look it up, I can see what it does. This is actually on GitHub. You can go on GitHub and actually look at the template, or I can just click Deploy to Azure, and then Deploy to Azure will open the portal, make sure that I'm authenticated, and just ask for the parameters to get that cluster all set up. So it's very easy for developers to now provision complex applications that they traditionally took a lot of time, a lot of effort to set up. I just need to say, where do I want it, how many VMs I want, what size do I want the VMs, and then it will create them for me. So you can also do that, and it's available today. And once your application is running, so as you can see, the Drupal one is up. It has 58 seconds up, and it has been mapped to this port. So I should be able to just go and browse to that application, and I should see, so Drupal's already installed. I can go ahead with the installation. The database is there, and I can just go ahead and continue installing Drupal. But what's important is not just how easy it is to provision, but what you can do after you provision. So if you, for example, are a Ruby developer today, you can just go to the Azure Ruby Developer Center. We have developer centers for multiple languages. And so you'll see the documentation for the SDK. And so we'll tell you how to do messaging between applications using the cloud, how to store data in tables, how to store blobs, that type of stuff. So we have that all covered in our developer centers, which are available in Azure today.
Right. Cool.
What other questions did you have for us?
So have you ever using Ruby for the Azure server?
Yeah, so Ruby is a very important technology for Azure. Mm-hmm. We currently do not support it in Azure App Service, but we support it in most of our other components. You can check out in our Azure account, if you go to GitHub and check the Azure account, you'll find an interesting project called AutoREST. So AutoREST is a project, an open source project that Microsoft created to generate SDKs automatically, and it supports Ruby out of the box. Mm-hmm. So all you need is the specification of your API, you fit it into AutoREST, and it will generate SDKs. So it generates SDKs for .NET, for Node, for Java, as well as for Ruby, Go, and others. Mm-hmm. So it is certainly a technology where we are investing heavily, and you should expect to see more from Azure for Ruby developers like you.
Thank you.
Great. Okay. So do you want to go through your slides or?
Yeah, I just wanted to quickly close by sharing with you again and reiterating how important it is for us to have multiple ways to engage with the open source community. And we're really glad that you're here, that we have the opportunity to share with you. And again, it's not just about having this feature supported, mm-hmm. but also about how we collaborate and integrate with the community. And so when we talk about open source at Microsoft, we're really talking about these four things: enabling, integrating, releasing, and contributing to the open source community. And the reasons why we do this, and as you can see, there are many projects we are collaborating with, including the Linux kernel, Docker, the Apache Software Foundation, and many others. Mm-hmm. It's really to extend the community and ensure that we are having a conversation with the open source community and ensuring that our customers can run whatever they want to run, that developers can bring the skills and the tools they already use. And as we said, it's not about knowing C Sharp or knowing Windows. It's about an open and flexible platform where you can run these things. It really boils down to these three. It's choice, agility, and strong ecosystems. And we believe that by doing these four things at Microsoft, we can certainly work more closely with developers like you to do great things in the cloud.
Yep. Exactly. Yep. So do you have any questions so far?
Okay. I'm okay.
Okay, yeah. Good. Okay. Then I guess that we need to kind of leave some message to the audience one by one. Okay, so I'm going to start. So today that we just scratched the surface of what we can do with Azure. We can do lots of more, and we are kind of eager to kind of improve ourselves. So just please give it a try and send us feedback. We are kind of really more than willing to receive your feedback, and we can do more. Yeah.
Good. Yeah, we definitely want you to test the platform. Just go to azure.com. There's a trial there. If you're coming to open source events across the globe, Microsoft will be there. We'll also have mechanisms for you to try the platform too. Any input, opensource@microsoft.com. Feel free to send us your emails, and we'll definitely be happy to engage in a conversation with you. Follow us on Twitter as well, open@microsoft. We share a lot of the things that we're doing, not just in Azure, but just across the company. And we're really glad that you're here and that we can have these dialogues, because it's certainly very useful for us, and hopefully very useful for the community here in China Line as well.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
And I think this system is really awesome, and I'd like to use it after this. Yeah.
Thank you.
So, yeah. It's okay. Really nice. And yeah. They're thinking about community. It's great too. So I like to use that.
Yeah, we are part of communities, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Great. Okay. Yeah. Thank you for the comment. And thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.